The scientific community battles to justify the existence of genetic modification. Next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Fresh air and sunshine are abundant on most farms and ranches. Farmers need to take care working in the sun, though. Excess exposure can lead to heat stroke and dehydration in the short term and potential skin cancer long term. Protect yourself. Wear sunscreen, loose clothing, and a wide brim hat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Sir Richard Roberts is fed up with the criticism of genetic modification. The Nobel Prize-winning scientist told a recent gathering in Canada that GM detractors rely on fear and not facts.
In Europe, almost all of the animal food comes from GMO crops that are grown in South America, imported into Europe, and then fed to the animals. Why don't the animal activists get up and say, hey, this is really dangerous, look what you're doing to our animals? So apparently it's perfectly okay for animals to eat these things, and for us then to eat the animals, but Greenpeace will have you believe that it is dangerous for us to eat it. And frankly, it is absolute nonsense.
Roberts continues.
When the COVID vaccine came along, within 12 months, it was approved in Europe. It was approved around the world. It was a very rapid response using the very best of biotech in order to solve a problem. This was really pretty good. Why didn't the Europeans object to that? Why didn't Greenpeace go out and say, hey, this is a genetically modified product. You shouldn't be doing this.
Tomorrow, why Roberts thinks Greenpeace is off base on GMOs. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.